请我们看彼得前书第二章。
Shall we turn to 1 Peter chapter 2?
第四节和第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
主乃活石，果然是被人所欺的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God and precious. You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
我们再看哥林多前书第三章。
So we turn also to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们就念第十二节。
We shall read verse 12.
若有人用金银宝石、草木和芥，在这根基上建造。
Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw.
请我们再看启示录。
Shall we turn to the book of Revelation?
第二十一章。
Chapter 21.
这里是说到圣城耶路撒冷的光景。
And this is describing the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉，如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Having the glory of God, and her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
第十八节，一直到二十节。
Verses 18 to 20.
墙是碧玉造的，城是晶晶的，如同灵镜的玻璃。城像的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石。第三是绿玛纳，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛纳，第六是红宝石，第七是黄必须，第八是水苍玉，第九是红必须，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛纳，第十二是紫金。
And the construction of its wall was jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like clear glass.And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the eleventh jacinth, and the twelfth amethyst.
请我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and we pray?
主，我们实在感谢赞美你，今天晚上我们再能聚集在你的面前。
Lord, indeed we praise and thank you that once again we can gather together this night before you.
我们仰望你自己的同在在这里特别显明。
We look to your presence here especially clearly to us.
我们也求你的圣灵把你的话语显明在我们每一个人的心里。
We pray that your Holy Spirit indeed will make clear the words in our hearts.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你在我们身上所定的旨意是何等的荣耀。
We praise and thank you that how glorious your will is on each one of us.
我们真是愿意你的荣耀能充满在我们每一个人的里面。
How we wish your glory indeed will fill each one of us.
好叫你的荣耀在这里能彰显。
So that your glory might be manifested here.
我们恭恭敬敬把这个时候放在你的手中。
Reverently, we commit this time in your hands.
我们仰望你自己的灵膏我们。
We look to your Holy Spirit to anoint us.
叫我们讲的、翻译的、听的，在一个灵里面。
Whether it be speaking, translating, or hearing, we all be in one spirit.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们这一次一同聚集在主的面前。
As we gather together this time before the Lord,
我们所看的乃是活石、灵宫和祭司。
We've been sharing on the theme of the living stone, the spiritual house, and the holy priesthood.
虽然我们三个弟兄，我们每一个人，讲一个题目。
Although each of our three brothers has been sharing on one topic each,
但是我们记得这三个题目实在是一个题目。
But really speaking, the three are really one.
因为神在我们身上的工作不但是活石，不但是灵宫，也是祭司。
Because the work of God on us not only living stones or a spiritual house, but also holy priesthood.
我们本来都是尘土。
We are originally dust.
但是当我们来到主面前的时候，
But as we come before God,
我们都成了活的石头。
We all become living stones.
但是弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们永远不要忘记。
But brother and sister, I hope that we'll never forget.
就着我们的本相，我们是尘土。
According to our own image, we are just like dust.
我们在神的面前实在可以说是算不数的。
And we really not count,
不算数的。
We not counted before God at all.
我们实在是低于地位，是微小的。
We are so lowly and insignificant.
我们实在在神面前是一无所有的。
Before God, we are just counted as nothing.
我们在神面前的态度是永远是披麻蒙灰的。
And our attitude before God is just like ashes and dust.
如果我们一直有这样的态度，
If we continue to have this attitude,
我们能在神的面前蒙他的恩典。
And we will be, have the Lord's grace on us.
因为神施恩给谦卑的人。
Because God is gracious to all those who are humble.
神拦阻那个骄傲的人。
And he hinders those who are proud.
所以一面来说，我们永远不要忘记，我们不过是尘土。
So on one hand, we must never forget that we are but dust.
但是在另一面来说，
But on the other hand,
我们也一定要记得我们是石头。
We must also remember that we are stones.
神在我们身上已经做了一个奇妙的工作。
God has already worked his marvelous work on us.
他已经把一个尘土的人变成一个属天的石头。
He has already transformed this earthly man into this heavenly stone.
因着他在我们身上做了这样奇妙的工作。
Because he has worked his wonderful work on us, each one.
我们应当让这个石头的性情能多多地彰显出来。
So we should allow the nature of the stone to be manifested more.
所以保罗他就用这个比喻。
So therefore, Paul used this illustration.
我们有这个宝贝啊，放在瓦器的里面。
So we have this treasure in the earthen vessel.
要显明这么大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
In order to manifest this mighty power, this God Himself is not of us.
今天我们的难处就是我们太宝贝这个瓦器。
The difficulty today with us is that we treasure this.Earthen vessel.
我们看重这个瓦器。
We seem to emphasize on this earthen vessel.
我们要用各种各样的方法来保存这个瓦器。
We want to use all kinds of methods to keep and protect this earthen vessel.
甚至于我们在这个瓦器的上面下许多雕刻修饰的工作。
And even to an extent, we might try to put an engraving and decoration on this earthen vessel.
我们叫人所看见的就是我们这个瓦器。
And we want other people to see us this externally, this earthen vessel.
而那个宝贝啊，却是被我们隐藏遮盖起来。
And in fact, the treasure within were hidden from us.
我们感谢神，我们里面有宝贝。
We thank God that we have this treasure in us.
我们里面有石头的性情。
We have the nature of stone in us.
但是我们外面的瓦器，这个尘土啊，太结实了。
But outwardly, the earthen vessel outside is too firm.
所以当人接触我们的时候，他们所接触的是瓦器，他们所接触的不是宝贝。
So when other people meet us, they meet our earthen vessel. And not the treasure.
感谢神，我们是蒙恩得救的人。
We praise God that we are saved by His grace.
但是当我们与人来往的时候，
But as we have communication with other people,
人在我们身上摸不着基督，所摸着的是我们这一个土器，这个瓦器。
Other people could not feel the Christ within us, but only feel the nature of the earthen vessel.
所以瓦器必须要破碎。
Therefore, the earthen vessel must be broken.
当瓦器破碎的时候, 它里面的宝贝的荣光就能展现出来。
So as the earthen vessel is broken, then the treasure within could be manifested.
神的荣耀就可以彰显。
But then the glory of God might be manifested.
这个瓦器怎么能破碎呢?
How is this earthen vessel to be broken?
圣灵在环境的里面安排各种各样的环境。
The Holy Spirit could in fact arrange many circumstances.
有的时候他安排了人,
and sometimes arrange people.
有的时候他安排了事情,
and sometimes arrange matters.
有的时候他安排了那个东西, 那个物,
and sometimes arrange objects.
借助这些的东西, 叫我们的瓦器破裂。
Through these things, that our earthen vessel might be broken down.
目的就是叫宝贝的光能彰显出来。
The purpose of which is so that the light of the treasure could be manifest.
所以这个也是我们基督徒一生要学习的功课。
So this is a lesson that as Christians we should learn throughout our whole life.
我们也说到神不但叫我们成为石头。
We also mentioned that God not only wants us to be stone.
我们看见说这个石头是活的石头。
We also know that these stones are living, alive.
我们的主乃是生命的主。
Our Lord is the Lord of life.
我们的神是生命的源头。
Our God is the source of life.
诗篇36篇第9节告诉我们说,
In Psalm 36 verse 9 says,
神是生命的源头。
That God is the source of life.
在他的光里面, 我们得见了光。
That in His light that we are able to see light.
我们的神是生命。
Our God Himself is life.
是那个非创造的生命。
He is the uncreated life.
是那个永远的生命。
He is also the everlasting life.
是那个荣耀的生命。
It's the glorious life.
我们的神的生命, 乃是一个完全的生命。
The life of God is a perfect life.
属灵的生命。
A spiritual life.
但是这个生命也在他儿子的里面。
But this life is also in his son.
约翰福音告诉我们说,
In John's Gospel it tells us,
父怎样在他的里面有生命,
How there's a life within the Father,
他也把这个生命赐给他的儿子。
He also given this life unto his son.
所以当我们的主在地上的时候,
So when our Lord was on earth,
他就是
He was the life of God.
约翰福音第1章第4节说, 生命在他的里面, 这生命就是人的光。
And in John 1 verse 4 says, The light in him, this is the light of man.
主耶稣来到这个世界, 就是要把神的生命显现出来。
And when Jesus was on earth, he was to manifest the life of God to this world.
在约翰第10章10节说, 人子来是要叫羊的生命并且这个更丰盛。
In John chapter 10 verse 10, it says, The Son of Man comes, is to have life given to the Lamb, and to have it more abundantly.
我们上一次提到说, 我们的主乃是神的儿子。
Last time we were mentioned about Our Lord is the Son of God.
他在永世之前就与神同在。
That He was with God at the beginning.
他就是神。
He was God.
他所有的是那个永远非受造的生命。
What He possessed is that uncreated life.
但是这一个生命的道成了肉身。
But this word of life became flesh.
他住在人的中间。
And He lived among men.
匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也说到说, 这一位神, 祂到地上来做人。
We also know that this God came to this world to become man.
祂与我们人完全是一样的。
That He is exactly the same as we are.
祂也有人的生命。
He has the life of human being.
但是祂这个人的生命里面没有罪。
But in this human life, there is no sin.
因为我们已经说过了, 祂是圣灵, 复辟, 童女的胎而生的。
Because we have mentioned before that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit through the Virgin.
虽然他生下来做一个人,
Although he was born as a man,
但是他不是从亚当生的,
but he was not born of Adam.
所以他没有亚当那个罪在他的里面。
Therefore, he has not the sinful nature of Adam.
他在哪一方面都与我们人一样。
In any, every aspect, he is the same as we are.
他有一个人的生命。
He has the life of human being.
他有一个魂的生命。
He has also a soul life.
他是活着的一个人。
He is a living human being.
他有他的思想。
He has his own thought.
他有他的意志。
He has his own will.
他有他的情感。
His own emotion.
他有他人的人格。
He has his own personality.
我们的主在这个方面与我们完全是一样的。
Our Lord is exactly the same as we are.
但是同时他也是神。
But at the same time, he's also God.
他里面有神的生命。
He has the life of God within him.
他里面有非受造的生命。
He has an uncreated life in him.
他里面有神圣的生命在里头。
And he has a godly life in him.
所以你才看见主耶稣在地上的时候。
So as you can see, our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
他里面是完全的人。
On one hand, he's a perfect man.
他另一面是一个完全的神。
On the other, he's a perfect God.
他是称为以马内利。
He was known as Emmanuel.
神与人同在。
God is with men.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们看看他在地上过生活的时候，
As we look at our Lord Jesus life on earth,
是凭着什么生命来过生活的呢？
By what life is he living?
他里面有人的生命。
He has the life of man in him.
就是魂的生命。
That of soul life.
但他里面也有神的生命。
But he also has God's life in him.
就是灵的生命。
And that is spiritual life.
那么主在世界上的时候，
So therefore when our Lord was on earth,
他是凭着哪一个生命来生活的呢？
By which life did he, was he living?
我们看见，
We can see.
虽然我们的主在里面有魂的生命，
Although our Lord has this soul life within him,
他有他自己的意识，
He also has his own decision,
他有他自己的感觉，
His own emotion and feeling,
他有他自己的思想，
His own thoughts,
但是他在地上的生活，
But the ways of his of life on earth,
他以父的旨意为他的原则，
He was mindful of his father'sFather's will.
在每一件事情上，他只问一个问题。
In all things, he only asked one question.
父的旨意是什么？
What is the Father's will?
虽然他也有他的思想，
Although he has his own thoughts,
但是他的思想都是屈服在神的思想的里面。
But all his thoughts derived from his Father.
虽然他有他自己的情感，
Although he has his own emotions,
但是他的情感都受父的支配。
But all his emotions are controlled by his father.
虽然他有他自己的意志，
Although his own will,
但是他的祷告说，不要照我的意思，要照你父的意思。
But when he prayed, he said, not according to my will, but according to your father.
我们的主在地上的一生啊，乃是拒绝他的自己。
Therefore, the whole life of our Lord Jesus on earth was to completely deny himself.
我们记得主耶稣说，人如果不舍己，不背他的十字架来跟从我，就不配做我的门徒。
Remember, Lord Jesus saying that if one does not deny himself and bear up his own cross and follow me,
门徒乃是要效法那一个师父。
The disciples are to learn from his master.
那么我们的师父是怎样的生活呢？
So how our master lives?
我们的师父他就是舍己拒绝他的自己。
Our master in actual fact deny himself and
refuse to bear his
own cross. And he bear his own cross.
来跟从谁？
To follow God.
这一个是他地上生活的那个方式。
So that was the way of his way of living.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得。
So brothers and sisters, remember.
主耶稣的己是一个无罪的己。
The self of the Lord Jesus is a sinless self.
不像我们这个己啊，都是罪恶的己。
Unlike ourselves, are all.Sinful self.
所以从我们这个集里头出来的都是自私，都是违背神的。
Whatever derived from our own self are all selfish and all refusing, rejecting God.
就是有的时候我们这个集好像表现一点良善的东西。
Sometimes our self ego might express some kindness.
但是这些的良善在神的面前等于是罪恶。
But all these kindness of goodness are all considered as evil or sinful before God.
因为我们的义在神的面前都像破烂的衣服一样。
Because our goodness or righteousness before God are just like torn clothes.
在我们的良善里面都带着罪恶的。
In our goodness are all carrying the sinful nature.
凡是从我们自己的生命里出来的，没有良善。
And whatever derived from our self ego, have no good in it.
所以保罗说，在我里面就是我肉体之中毫无良善。
That's why Paul says that in my flesh I have nothing good in me.
但是这一个我们看不见。
But we cannot see this.
我们需要神来光照我们。
We need the Lord's light to illuminate us.
但是我们的主耶稣，他这一个人的生命。
But the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他这一个己的生命。
This self life.
乃是一个完全的己。
It is a complete self.
里面没有一点的罪恶。
There is no sin in it.
但是虽然如此。
But although that.
他还是拒绝他的旨意。
He still continues to deny himself.
他要遵行父神的旨意。
In order to carry out the will of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们记得我们的主他一生都不是凭着他魂的生命而活的。
Remembering our Lord, when he was on earth, he was living life, not according to soul life.
他都是凭着神的生命来活的。
And in actual fact, he lived a life according to God's will.
他一直这样的生活，直等到死在十字架的上面。
He continued living this way until he died on the cross.
他死在十字架上面，乃是为着这是父神的旨意。
When he died on the cross, it is the will of God.
这个是我们主耶稣在地上生活的那一个原则。
So this is the principle of our Lord Jesus' life on earth.
所以我们这一般活时。
So as a group of living stone,
我们要怎样在地上生活呢？
How are we to live our life on earth?
我们里面也有我们人的生命。
We still have our human life within us.
我们这个魂的生命是带着罪的生命。
Our soul life carries sinful nature.
我们这个己里面是有罪恶的。
This self has sins in it.
但是感谢赞美神，我们里面也有神的生命。
But we praise and thank God that there is God's life within us too.
那么今天我们在地上做人，究竟是凭着哪一个生命来活呢？
So as men on earth, which life do we actually follow as our living?
我们虽然蒙恩得救了。
Although we have been saved by His grace.
但是许多的时候，我们还是凭着我们老旧的生命来活。
But so very often we continue to live our previous life.
甚至于我们用我们老旧的生命来侍奉神。
And sometimes even to the extent we serve God with our lifestyle we have previously.
我们不知道说，凡是从我们老旧生命里出来的，都是神所弃绝的东西。
And in fact, all these previous life are all not acceptable before God.
我们如果要在神面前过一个蒙神悦纳的生活
，In order to live a life which is pleasing before God，
我们必须要舍己。
We must deny ourselves。
凡是出于我们这个自己生命的，我们都要拒绝它。
Whatever life is derived from ourselves, we must reject them。
我们要完全靠着神在我们里面的生命来活。
We must rely upon the life which God purposes。
如果这样的话，神才能得着他的荣耀。
It's only in this way that God can receive His glory.
所以，就是我们是活时，我们还要问说，我们靠什么生命来活
？Therefore, even if we were living stones, we shall ask the question, how are we to live our life?
所以，罗马第十二章第一节、第二节是非常重要的。
So therefore, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 are very important.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you shall offer your body as a living sacrifice, acceptable in the sight of God, holy and reasonable.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by renewal of mind.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
To see what is the righteous will of God.
我们知道，我们人活在这个地上。
So we know that as human beings we live on this earth.
或者我们效法这个世界。
Perhaps we conform to this world.
效法这个世界，这个世界有一个模型的。
as we conform to this world has a mold.
或者我们就在这个世界的模子里面。
And perhaps we are in this mold of this world.
用一句土的话就是学识帽。
And roughly speaking, to be fashionable.
我们样样都要随从这个今世的风俗。
And in all things, we tend to follow the trend of this world.
这一个是一种生活的方法。
So this is a way of living.
还有一种的生活就是在那里查验什么是神的旨意。
And there's another way, is to examine what God's will is.
什么是神那一个完全可喜悦良善。
What is the will of God which is pleasing and good?
但是要我们不效法这个世界,
in order for us not to conform to this world,
而来查验神的旨意,
and to examine God's will,
我们的心意必须要更新而变化,
our mind needs to be renewed and be transformed.
如果今天我们信了主之后,
if today we have come to be saved,
你知道当我们一个人蒙恩得救的时候,
we know that when we were saved by grace,
我们的心啊是一个新的心,
our hearts are a new heart.
但是我们的头脑啊，它是个老旧的头脑。
But our thoughts are still the previous old one.
我们一个基督徒啊，这个心是新的。
Our hearts are new.
但是我们这 mind 我们这个头脑啊，它是老头脑。
But our minds are still like before.
所以你看见，就是我们信了主了。
So you can see that even if after we believe in the Lord.
但是我们对事情的看法，它是老旧的看法。
But our mind on things are still as previous.
我们对于一些事情的股价，它是老旧的股价。
And we still seem to measure things like as before.
如果是这样的话，那当然我们走的路它是老旧的路。
So in this way, our way, the way we are walking, are still seem to be like the old way.
我们没有那个新的看法。
We don't have the new observation.
这个新的那个股价和看法从哪里来的呢？
What is this new way of evaluation?
这个需要我们里面的心思要更新而变化。
So we need our mind to be renewed and be transformed.
但是心思更新而变化是根据一件事。
But the renewal and transformation of the mind need according to one.
就是需要我们将身体献上当作活祭。
That is for us to have our body as living sacrifice.
所以每一个信主的人。
So as for every believer,
每一个蒙了神的怜悯的人,
for everyone who has mercy of God,
你知道罗马一章到十一章是给我们看见神给我们诸般的怜悯。
So we can see God's various mercies, both in Romans 1 to 7.
我们蒙了这许多的恩典之后,
after we have all this mercy and grace in God,
基督徒第一个属灵的经历,
the first experience of a Christian,
就是要把自己 奉献给神。
Is to consecrate oneself to God.
每一个基督徒要把他自己的身体献上当作活祭。
Every Christian has to consecrate his body as living sacrifice to God.
因为你这个身体不是属于你的。
Because your body is not your own.
你这个身体是主用他的重价所买来的。
Your body has been purchased by God with high cost.
现在你不应当再运用你自己的身体。
So no longer would you use your own body anymore.
你应当献上让神来用你这个身体。
You ought to offer or consecrate your body for God's use.
奇妙的事就在这里。
So this is the marvelous thing.
当你把你自己奉献给神的时候,
as you consecrate yourself to God,
圣灵就把你的心思更新了一下。
The Holy Spirit then transform a little.
立刻你对于一切事情的看法与从前完全不一样。
And at once you have a different view of things as compared to before.
你从前看为宝贵的，你现在看作粪土了。
What you have considered before as precious, now you can consider as dross.
你从前看为 不作数的，你现在觉得非常的宝贝。
What you never considered before at all, now you consider as precious.
所以保罗在腓立比第三章就是这一个经历。
That's what Paul experienced in Philippians chapter 3.
他从前所宝贵的。
What he treasured before.
他所追求的。
What he pursued.
现在他都把它看作粪土。
Now he has considered as dross.
为认识主基督耶稣为至宝。
He treasured as precious as knowing the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
尤其是青年的弟兄姊妹
especially the young brothers and sisters
我们要记得我们基督徒第一个属灵的经历就是要把自己奉献给主
we must remember the first experience of a Christian
你奉献给主不是奉献给主做传道啊
you to consecrate yourself to the Lord not as a ministry
乃是奉献给主让主能从你里面活出来
But you consecrate yourself to the Lord so that the Lord might be lived out from you.
叫你真正在神的面前成为一个活的石头。
So that you can truly be a living stone before God.
那今天晚上我们要讲第三件事。
So tonight we shall discuss the third matter.
当我们来到主面前的时候，他不但把我们从尘土就变成石头。
As we come before the Lord, that He not only transforms us from dust to stone.
并且这个石头是活的石头。
But that this stone is also living stone.
但是神的工作并不是就停在这里。
But then God's work does not just stop there.
神要把这些活的石头变成宝石。
God wants to transform these living stones into precious stones.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为我们的神他自己就像宝石一样。
Because our God himself is like precious stone.
他不但是那个 rock, 那一个很大的石头。
He is not only the big piece, the rock.
并且他实在是一个荣耀的神。
But indeed he is a glorious God.
他像是宝石一样。
He is like precious stone.
当然我们都知道。
Of course we know,
神的荣耀那是没有办法描写的。
It's impossible to describe the glory of God.
我们的神是荣耀的神。
Our God is a glorious one.
但是他的荣耀你用什么方法来描写他呢？
How are you going to write and describe the glory of God?
或者我们说什么叫做荣耀呢？
Or in another word, what we call glory?
我们知道什么叫做公义。
We know what is righteousness.
公义乃是神的作为。
Righteousness is the work of God.
凡是神所做的都是公义的。
What the works of God are His righteousness.
因为我们的神不能不义。
Because our God cannot be unrighteous.
他是公义的神。
Because He is a righteous God.
所以亚伯拉罕他才能到神的面前为索多玛那么来祷告。
That's why Abraham can come before God and pray for Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous one.
我们也知道什么叫做圣洁。
We know also what is holiness.
圣洁是神的性情。
Holiness is the nature, temperament of God.
因为神就是那个圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
但是我们不知道什么叫做荣耀。
But we do not know what is known as glory.
荣耀是什么东西呢？
What is this glory?
所以有人说，荣耀就是神的显现。
Some say that glory is the appearance of God.
当神显现他自己的时候，你所看见的就是荣耀。
When God appears, what you see is His glory.
有的人说荣耀就是神满足的时候。
Some said that glory refers to when God is satisfied.
神满足的时候，他的荣耀就显出来。
When God is satisfied, His glory will shine forth.
也有人在那里说。
Some others say,
荣耀乃是神他的这个丰满的那个性格的总和。
Glory refers to the summary, summing up of God's
the sum of God's attributes.
Of God's attributes.
他所有的那个性格，你把它加起来，那个就是荣耀。
It's a summary of God's attributes.
所以圣经里头有的时候有荣耀来代替神的。
So in the Bible, the word glory represents sometimes the God's nature.
就是神自己。
It's God Himself.
这个是荣耀。
This is glory.
但是我们怎么来描写这个荣耀呢？
How then are we to describe this glory?
圣经里面就用宝石来描写。
The Bible used the precious stone to represent God's glory.
换一句话说，就是用宝石来描写神的性格。
In other words, use precious stone to indicate God's character.
我们来看几处的地方。
Shall we look at a few passages?
比方说以西结第一章。
For example, in Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结他那个时候是被掳在巴比伦的地方。
Ezekiel at that time was captured to Babylon.
当他在那个加巴罗这个河边的时候。
And he was at the river of Zebulun.
那个时候神荣耀的形象向他显现。
And the glories of God appeared to him.
他看见好像有一朵云啊，从北方过来。
He saw that there was a cloud coming from the south.
里面是满了荣光的。
A cloud filled with the glorious light.
当这一个云啊，临近他的时候。
As this cloud approached him.
他就看见了基督伯。
And he saw the cherubim.
在基督伯的上面呢，有一个军舱。
And on the cherubim, there was a window.
有一个 firmament.
It's a firmament.
在二十六节。
Verse 26.
他说，在他们头以上的勋章之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。
And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne in appearance like a sapphire stone.
这一个神的宝座，这个形状啊，好像蓝宝石的形状。
The shape of the The throne of God is in appearance like a sapphire stone. And on the likeness of the throne was the likeness with the appearance of a man high above it.
他看见有一位坐在宝座上。
He saw a man high above it.
但是他不能看见他。
But he was not able to see him.
他看见的就是看见仿佛什么的像光耀的钉钉一样。
But what he could see was the shining light that of gold.
好像不是火的形状一样。
As if the appearance of fire.
所以我们在这里看见说，当神的荣耀向人显现的时候。
So you can see here that when God's glory is appearing to man.
圣经里就用宝石来描写它。
The Bible used the precious stone to describe it.
这里是蓝宝石。
Here is the sapphire.
我们再看但以理第十章。
So we turn to Daniel chapter 10.
我们知道但以理他也是一个被掳的人。
We know that Daniel was also a captive.
当他在那个时候在第十章
，In chapter 10 of Daniel，
他在西底节大河的旁边
，and he was at the beside the river of Tigris。
当他在那个这个西底节的那个这个河边的时候
，he was by the side of the river Tigris。
他看见了神的形象
，he saw the appearance of God。
那么这里怎么描写呢
？How do you describe here？
第五节
，verse five。
举目观看，见有一人身穿细麻衣，腰束乌发，钉钉带。他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如同大水大钟的声音。
Verse five. I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen.Whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude.
这里他所看见的神的形象啊，这个身体好像水苍玉一样。
What Daniel saw here, the appearance of God, his body was like beryl.
但以理因着看见这个异象，他就扑倒，如同死了一样。
When he saw this vision, Daniel prostrate down as if dead.
他说：“我所有的美丽都变成污秽。”
He said, "All my beauty has changed to dirt." To earth.
我们知道但以理他是一个神所爱的人。
We realize that Daniel was one who was loved by God.
在圣经里头。只有几个人好像是完全的。
There were only a few people in the Bible who were perfect.
但以理是中间的一个。
And Daniel was one of them.
但是当他看见神的荣耀的时候。
But when he saw the glory of God.
他就说我的美丽我的 beauty 就变成这个 corruption.
And he said that my beauty has turned to corruption.
这个就是给我们看见神是何等荣耀的神。
So it enables us to see how glorious our God is.
我们再看启示录。
Shall we turn to the book of Revelation?
在启示录第四章里面。
Revelation 4.
约翰，使徒约翰被充军在伯马的海岛上。
Apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos.
在主日那一天。 他看见了我们的主。
On the last day, he saw our Lord.
他看见了天上的宝座。
He saw the throne in heaven.
在第四章里面给我们看见神的荣耀。
In chapter 4, enable us to see God's glory.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一位宝一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上，看那坐着的，好像地狱和红宝石。
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
这里你就看见说，又是用各种各样的宝石来描写神的那个荣耀。
Again, you can see the various precious stones describing the glory of God.
当然，我们读圣经的时候要注意，这不是你用那个所谓那个 literal 或者这个 physical 那个物质的观念，说神就是绿宝石。
So you should not, when you read the scripture, describe God as physically as the precious stones.
神是灵啊。
God is spirit.
但是神的荣耀，你只能用人所能稍微能领会一点的来代表一下。
But the glory of God could only be described by our own thinking and with words.
所以这些的宝石都是象征的。
So all these precious stones are symbolic.
我们要看见这些都是象征的。
All these we need to see all these are but symbolic.
而这些所象征的是什么呢？
And what all these symbolize?
用各种各样的宝石来给我们看见神他的性格的美丽。
So you're using all these precious stones to describe the beauty of our God's character.
给我们看见神性格的完全和他的丰富。
To see the perfection and fullness of God's character.
那么弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因为神自己像宝石一样,
because God himself is like precious stone,
所以他要我们这一般活石也都成为宝石。
Therefore he wants us who are living stones to also be like precious stone.
他不以他给我们生命就认为满足了。
He will not be contented just because he gave us life.
他要我们的生命要发展到一个地步，能变成神有神的那个性格。
He wants our life to progress and develop into the character, the personality of God.
我们都知道，我们里面有个新的生命。
We know that we have this new life in us.
这个新的生命是神的生命。
This new life is the life of God.
而神的生命带着他的性情。
And the life of God carries his temperament, his nature.
但是这一个性情是需要发展才成为性格。
But this nature. Brother and sister, we are not born today to have character.
我们生下来有生命。
When we were born, we have life.
这个生命里头有一个性情。
In this life, there is the nature.
你就遵着这个性情，如果在发展的话，就变成性格了。
You develop this nature, you become character.
所以今天我们在神面前也是一样。
So before God's sight, we are in a similar way.
我们从前怎样有亚当的生命。
How we have Adam's life.
亚当的生命里面有亚当的性情。
In the life of Adam, we have nature of Adam.
那么我们顺着那一个天然的性情来生活的话。
So we would live a life set of our own nature.
结果我们就有亚当的性格出来了。
So we develop that into Adam's nature.
这一个是我们过去的生活。
So this is our previous living.
我们今天信了主之后。
But after we have received the Lord.
有了新的生命之后。
We have this new life.
有了这个新的性情之后。
We have this new nature.
神的旨意也要我们就着生命的新的性情来发展，产生新的性情。God
wants us to develop some of new nature into that new character.
这一个就是圣经里头所说的变化（transformation）。
This is what in the Bible known as transformation.
这一个就是磨成儿子的形象。
This is what is known to be transformed into the likeness.
So we can see, brothers, that God not only just gives life to us, and that's all.
神不能满意,
and God will not be content. Because He is
precious.
Because He wants to transform us into precious stuff. So how come the precious stuff?
宝石不是一个 element, 不是一个元素.
Precious stones are not like an element.
像金子是一个 element.
That's like gold is an element.
但是宝石是一个 compound,
是一个混合物. But precious stone is a compound.
我们知道这个宝石怎么会成功的呢?
And how derive the precious stone?
有不同的元素.
There are different elements.
埋在地底深处.
As it's buried underground.
在黑暗的里面.
In darkness.
经过许多的压力 pressure.
Through much pressure.
也经过许多的热.
Through much heat.
因为长期这样的受压，经过火.
Because of prolonged pressure and fire.
这些的元素啊，就混合起来了.
And all these elements compounded together.
不同的元素的混合就产生不同的宝石.
Different elements compounding to produce different precious stones.
所以你知道宝石的这个产生啊，是经过时间、压力、黑暗和热气。
So the production of precious stone comes from prolonged time of heat and of pressure. And of sun. So, brothers, these are very clear
scriptures.
Why, after we have believed in the Lord, we have the life of the Lord? And the Lord has not just delivered us to heaven. And we sometimes think, if the Lord has saved
me,
have me rescued right away, and this will avoid a lot of problems. And we live our life on earth and encounter different situations. And if He loves us, and if He gives us life, He tells us to come up with
it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother and sister, if this is okay,
生命是有了,
there is life,
但是性格没有,
but we don't have the character.
你没有神的性格,
we don't have the character of God.
你怎么能与神永远同住呢?
How are you able to live with God forever?
你怎么能与基督一同掌权呢?
How can you reign with Christ forever?
所以我们感谢上帝神,
but we praise and thank God.
他除了我们之后把我们留在这个肮脏的地上,
after He has saved us, He let us remain on this corruptible
earth. 不但如此，他让许多的事情临到我们身上。
Not only that, but He causes many things to arise upon us.
有人以为说一信了耶稣之后什么难处都没有了。
Some thought that after they believe in the Lord Jesus, all their problems will disappear.
一个人一信了耶稣之后，他是一帆风顺的。
Some say that after they believe in the Lord Jesus, everything will go
smoothly. 凡事亨通。
Everything will go smoothly and prosperously.
许多人传这样的福音。
Many preach that gospel.
你信了耶稣，那你就发达了。
And after you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will become wealthy.
你要什么就是什么。
And whatever you want, you have.
因为天父嘛, 神是你的父亲嘛。
Because Heavenly Father, He is your Father.
你是这个王的儿子嘛。
You are the son of a king.
所以你要什么就是什么了。
So you can get what you want.
你不必做一个 Chevrolet, 你可以做开到 Lego。
You don't have to sit on an ordinary car, you can drive a Cadillac.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother and sister,
我们都知道,
but we all know,
如果你信了主之后,
if after you've been believing in the Lord,
神为说爱你的缘故,
for the sake of loving you,
神要成全你的缘故,
God will complete your,
神要把你磨成他儿子的形象,
God is to transform you into the likeness of His Son.
他要你有 他儿子的性格,
He wants the character of His Son in you.
所以他让你在这个地上要经历许多的事情。
Therefore, He wants you to experience many things on this earth.
恐怕
Perhaps even more experiences than an unbeliever. Then you are
deceived.
Had you known earlier, then perhaps you would be more convenient. But you have already believed, so you are trapped.
感谢赞美主, 我上当了。
I thank God that I am trapped.
这个是荣耀的上当。
This is a glorious trap.
因为神在我们身上, 要把我们化成宝石。
Because God wants to transform us to precious stones.
弟兄姊妹, 神应许我们经过许多的压力。
Friends, sister, God has put us into through much pressure.
做事的人说, 在压力的底下, 你把我宽宝。
Simon said that under much pressure you have expanded me.
所以我们虽然经过人生不同的压力,
although we have passed through much of our human pressure,
这个都是神用来造就我们,
all these are from God is in order to build us.
有的时候他允许我们,
sometimes he permits us to be in darkness.
有的时候好像有这个火在那里焚烧我们。
Sometimes there is like fire trying to burn us.
弟兄姊妹，我们就祷告说，神啊，把这些东西都给我拿去。
And you may pray to the Father, Father, please remove all this from me.
但是有的时候神没有听你的祷告。
But sometimes our Father will not hear.
如果神听了你的祷告的话，
Had God heard your prayer?
那你这个人永远都婴孩了。
Then you will forever be a baby.
你永远不会成熟。
You'll never be mature.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见神的心意是要我们成为宝石。
So friends, you can see the desire of God that He wants us to be like precious stones.
所以借着圣灵就安排我们各种各样的环境。
So the Holy Spirit He prepares all situations.
他要把我们变成宝石。
He wants to transform us to precious stones.
我们知道在圣经的里面，
We know from the Bible. 在旧约这个出埃及记28章里面，In Old Testament Exodus 28，这个大祭司，他这个身上呢，在他的这个肩膀上面呢，有这个肩带。And on the shoulder of the high priest there is this shoulder piece。在那个肩带的上面呢，有两块红的玛纳。And on the shoulder piece is two red onyx.
那么在这个玛纳的上面呢，就镌刻了以色列十二支派的名字。And
on this onyx it engraved the 12 tribes of Israel.
都是照着他们这个出生的这个先后刻在那里。According
to the sequence of their birth from the oldest to youngest.
那么在那个大祭司的胸口啊，有带着一个这个决断的胸牌。And
on the chest of the high priest there is this breastplate. And on this breastplate of judgment, there are 12 precious stones.
三块一排。
And three precious stones in a row.
而这一个名字的安排啊。
And the arrangement of this name.
据有人在那里说。
And according to some who say,
因为这个大家有不同的看法,
because people have different views on this.
是有人说不是按照他出生的先后数,
according to the arrangement, it's not according to their birth sequence.
是根据民数记以色列人这个安营的那个次序来排,
but rather according to what numbers, the book of numbers mentioned about the camp, arrangement of the camp.
因为 会摩在中间,
because the tabernacle is in the center.
以色列十二个支派就东西南北围着这一个会摩来安营,
and the 12 tribes of Israel surrounded the tabernacle and put their camp on it.
中间的营乃是在犹大的旗帜底下,
the eastern camp is that of Judah.
还有两个支派与他在一起,
and there are 2 tribes with him.
他们在东边,
they are in the east.
南边是流便的旗帜,
and on the south is that of Reuben.
那么就是这样围着这个会幕而安。So
they surrounded the tabernacle in a circle.
所以在胸牌上的次序就是根据安营的次序而排列。So
the arrangement on the breastplate adjustment, all those stones are in that way.
大祭司进到神面前去的时候,
so as high priest comes before God,
在他的肩上, 和在他的胸上就带着以色列十二个支派。And
on his shoulder, feet, and on his chest plate, is also carried the name of 12 tribes.
我们知道肩是代表能力的意思。We
know that the shoulder represents power.
所以他在那里用他的能力来托住以色列十二个支派。So
he is using his power strength to support the 12 tribes of Israel.
胸是爱的所在。The
chest is where the love is.
在他的爱里面，他藏着以色列十二个支派。In
his love, it hides the 12 tribes of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们的大祭司乃是基督耶稣。
Brother and sister, our high priest is the Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人都像一块宝石一样。
Each one of us is like a precious stone.
我们不但在他的肩上,
not only are we on his shoulder,
我们也在他的胸上,
but we are also on his chest.
他一面有他的能力来扶持我们。
On one hand, he upholds us with his power.
他一面用他的爱来喂养我们。
On the other, he also nourishes us with his
power. 我们的大祭司常年活着在神的面前。
Our high priest wants to live continuously before God.
替我们祷告,
to intercede for us.
他要拯救我们一直到,
he wants to save us till the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见,
so brother and sister, we can see here,
我们每一个人在神面前就像一块宝石,
each one of us before God is like a precious stone.
而这个宝石在主的肩上, 在主的胸上,
and this precious stone is on the Lord's shoulder and on his chest.
这是从埃及28章给我们看见,
we can see this in Exodus chapter 20.
到了启示录
When you reach Revelation 21,
你看那个新城这个耶路撒冷的时候,
and when we come to this new city of Jerusalem,
这个圣城新耶路撒冷,
and this city of New Jerusalem,
这个新耶路撒冷, 它的城像是地狱道,
and this wall of the New Jerusalem is built off of jasper.
这个城像的根基啊, 是12个根基,
and the foundation of the city has 12 foundations.
这12个宝石,
and 12 precious stones.
宝石上面就刻着这个十二个使徒的名字。
And the precious stone has engraved on it the names of 12 tribes of Israel.
你知道这个根基,
and you know this foundation.
有人在那里想, 这个根基是怎么排法的?
And some would think, how is this foundation being arranged?
这个根基实在是, 12块宝石, 一个在一个的上面。
In fact, it's 12 precious stones, one upon the other.
所以把这个城啊, 就提得很高很高。
So it can, the wall of the city is in fact very tall.
因为这个城长和高啊, 都一样。
Because the length and the height of the city wall are identical.
那个高啊, 那是城墙加上根基。
The height is equal to the length of the wall plus the foundation.
是一个 cube, 所以它完全是一样。
It's a complete cube, therefore all sides are similar.
12个使徒啊, 就像12个宝石一样。
The 12 apostles are like the 12 precious stones.
但是这12个宝石都是不同的。
But these 12 precious stones are all different.
因为它里面的这个元素的组织都是不同。
Because the arrangement of the elements are different.
彼得总会是彼得。
Peter will always be Peter.
约翰总会是约翰。
John will always be John.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要学人了。
Brothers and sisters, don't learn like man.
我要像某某人一样。
I want to be like him.
神造你就叫你不同了。
But God created you for you to be different.
不但旧造都是不同的。
Not only old creation is different.
你看我们这个人的面貌。
You can see our facial appearance.
有一个弟兄他对我讲。
And brother once told me.
他说你看你自己的脸。
Look at your own face.
是多大呢?
How big?
没有多大。
Not too big.
上面有几件东西呢?
How many things are on it?
没有几件东西。
Not too many.
但是神的创造多奇妙。
But how wonderful is God's creation.
把几件东西放在一个小的范围里，没有一个人一样。
And you put a couple of small things on it, and none of us look alike.
你看这神是不是奇妙的？
So how wonderful God.
我们的神就是喜欢 variety.
So our God really do like variety.
那么在新造里面也一样。
So in a similar way in the new creation.
在新造里头每一个人都是不同。
In the new creation, no one is alike.
基督都是基督组织在我们里面。
It's all Christ organized into us.
但是基督在里面就组织个人有个人的那一个形状。
As Christ in us, each one has their own likeness.
有的人是像碧玉一样。
Some appear like jasper.
有的人是像绿宝石 emerald一样。
And some like emerald.
有的人像蓝宝石 sapphire一样。
Some like sapphire.
你看这些都是不同的。
So all these are different.
都是不同的。
All we are.
我们在基督里经历的基督都是不同的。
The Christ that we experience are all different.
因为我们的基督太丰富了。
Because our Christ indeed too rich.
他的性格太完全。
His character are so perfect.
没有一个人能把基督完全地做。
No one be able to have Christ completely.
能把基督完全占有了。
A completely possessed Christ.
我们每一个人经历基督一部分。
We each one will experience Christ a little.
表现基督一部分。
We express Christ a little.
把我们加起来, 基督就完全彰显。
And when you summarize and add all of us up,
所以你没有我也不行。
So you cannot do without me.
我没有你也不行。
And I cannot do without you.
我们需要一同在这里。 认识基督彰显。
We have all together to learn and manifest Christ.
我们不是说,
Didn't we say?
保罗在哥林多前书第三章不是说吗？
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3
他说只有一个根基。
There's only one foundation.
就是基督耶稣。
That is Christ Jesus.
但是新耶路撒冷城有12个根基。
But in New Jerusalem wall there are 12 foundations.
这12个根基是12个使徒。
And these 12 foundations refer to 12 apostles.
那么究竟是一个根基，你是12个根基呢？
So you ask whether there are 12 foundations or only one foundation.
你如果看以弗所第2章20节的话。
You read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
这个神所居住的房屋。
The house that God dwells in.
基督是房角石。
Christ is the cornerstone.
二使徒和先知乃是根基。
The apostles and prophets are the foundation.
那么这个你怎么解说法呢？
So then how are you going to explain?
究竟是基督是根基呢？ 还是使徒和先知是根基呢？
Is Christ the foundation or the apostles and the prophets are the foundation?
那么你到了以弗所第3章里头就清楚了。
So you will be clear when you reach Ephesians 3.
他说这个奥秘啊， 现在神借着众先知圣徒已经启示出来。
He said this mystery has been manifested through the apostle and the prophets.
我们知道说本来没有人认识这位基督。
We say that originally that no one knows Christ.
现在圣灵把这位基督启示给先知和使徒。
But the Holy Spirit now revealed this to the apostles and the prophets.
我们今天对基督的认识都是从他们领受来的。
Our knowledge of Christ today comes from them.
他们不但把基督的道理告诉我们。
Not only did they tell us about the doctrine of Christ.
在他们的身上我们看见了基督。
And then we also see Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹根基还是基督。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the foundation is still Christ.
不过这个基督是在12个使徒里面彰显出来。
But this 12, Christ is expressed through the apostles.
你说他是彼得。
You say that he is Peter.
你认得出来他是彼得。
You might recognize him as Peter.
在永世里你还能认识彼得。
In eternity, you might recognize him as Peter.
但是你说认识的彼得不是那个老的西门。
But the Peter you recognize is not that old Simon.
乃是在基督里的彼得。
But it's the Peter in Christ.
或者说，在彼得里的基督。
In other words, the Christ in Peter.
我们今天能看见基督在每一个弟兄姊妹的身上。
Today we can see Christ in each and every brother and sister.
有一天，基督要在我们每一个人身上显出他各种的荣耀来。
One day, Christ will appear in his various glory through his.
今天我们看看弟兄姊妹。
Today we look at our brothers and sisters.
我们都看见这个弟兄的老亚当，那个弟兄的老亚夏娃。
And we see today the old Adam in our brothers and the old Eve in our sisters.
我们看不见基督。
We are not able to see Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们。 应当在弟兄姊妹身上看见基督。
We ought to see Christ in every brother.
我们透过每一位弟兄姊妹看见了基督的荣耀。
And through every brother and sister, we see the glory of Christ.
这个是神的救恩。
This is the salvation of God.
这个是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
他要我们每一个人都成为宝石。
He wants us to all to become precious stones.
但是各个宝石都是不同。
But each and every precious stone are.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看这个荣耀是怎么样？
Brothers and sisters, can you see how this glory is?
今天晚上我要特别提出四种的宝石。
I would like to mention about four types of precious stones.
因为这四种的宝石在圣经里多次的在那里提出。
Because the Bible mentions frequently about these four precious stones.
第一种的宝石是红宝石萨迪斯。
The first precious stone is sardius.
有人说在这个祭祀的那个胸牌上啊，那第一个宝石那一个红宝石就是代表犹大。
Some say that the first sardius on the breastplate of the high priest represents Judah.
这一个红宝石在这个圣城耶路撒冷的根基上是第六个根基。
And this sardius is the sixth foundation of the wall of the New Jerusalem.
这一个石头啊，我们称它为西路石头，塞罗石头。
And we call this stone the Silo stone.
塞罗。
塞罗石。
我们知道这个西路啊，它的意思就是赐平安者。
And the meaning of sardius means the one who gives peace.
所以在这个犹太人的中间，他们把这一个是当作这个塞罗，就是弥赛亚。
So to the Jews, this silo is the Messiah.
那么这一个石头啊，这个石头啊，在希伯来文里头是 Odem.
And in Hebrews, this silo is Lodom.
这个 Sardius.
Sardius is
Odem. Odem 的意思就是红的意思。
Odem means red.
所以当时的人他们把这一个红宝石与我们的主耶稣做我们的救主他留的宝血发生关系。
So at that time, this red sardius has fair relationship to the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这一块的宝石啊，红宝石就是代表我们的主耶稣他怎样流出他的宝血来做我们的救主。
So this sardius refers to how Lord Jesus has shed his blood to die for us, to be our Savior.
他说我来了不是受人的服侍，要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
He said, I come not to be served, but to serve, and ransom my blood shed to be a ransom for all.
那么因为我们的主是这样的一位主。
So we see what kind of Lord our Lord is.
所以他对我们说。
Therefore he told us.
我怎样的爱你们。
How I love you.
为你们舍命。
And lay down my life for you.
你们要彼此相爱。
And in the same manner you should love one another.
要为你的弟兄舍命。
To lay down your life for your brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个就是主的性格要成为我们的性格。
Brother and sister, in this way, the character of our Lord will become our character.
这是他的性格。
This is his character.
他是舍命为着爱我们的缘故。
He gave us his life in order to love us.
我们应当为弟兄舍命。
We need also, in the same way, to give up our life for our brother.
要彰显弟兄的相爱。
To manifest the brethren's love.
今天许多的时候，我们要弟兄为我们舍命。
So often we ask our brother to lay down.
我们要求啊，弟兄都为我们舍命。
We demand our brother to lay down his life for us.
但是我们不肯为弟兄舍命。
But we are not willing to lay down our life for
us. 我们这样就不会成为红宝石了。
So in this way, we will not become the sardius.
恐怕成为一块黑的石头。
And perhaps it's a black stone.
所以我们需要让主的性格成功我们的性格。
So therefore, we need the character of our Lord to be altered.
这个红宝石有一个特点,
there is a characteristic of this study.
你知道这些的宝石啊, polish,
you realize that you have to polish this precious stone frequently.
你磨了磨光之后啊,它的光彩就非常的这个美丽了。
And after you polish it, it will shine.
而这个红宝石啊,是最容易摩擦的。
As a matter of fact, sardis is the easiest to polish.
并且它摩擦了之后啊，它这个光啊能保存很久很久。
And after you polish it, the shine will last for a long time.
所以我们的主就是这样一位主。
So our Lord is like that.
你看我们的主在世界上面。
You see, when our Lord was on this earth,
他经过了许许多多的折磨。
And he has gone through much polishing.
但是你越去折磨它，它这个光越亮。
The more you polish him, the more he shines.
并且它的光啊，存留到永远。
And his shining lasts forever.
什么时候它的光彰显得最完全呢？
When is the shining most perfect?
那也是当他钉十字架的时候。
That is when he was nailed on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当他钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
虽然说人看这是他最羞辱的时候，
Although to man this is the time of the most shame.
虽然在那个时候天地都黑暗了,
although the heaven and earth was in darkness.
他在那里喊说我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃？
But he was crying out, my God, why have you forsaken?
但是弟兄姊妹，在那一个这个 polish 的底下，他彰显了最大的光彩。
Brother and sister, under that polishing, he has shined his most shining.
我们在那里看见了神的爱，是我们从来没有看见过的。
We have seen the love of God which we have never seen before.
我们看见了神的公义，是我们从来没有看见过的。
We have seen the righteousness of God which we have never seen before.
我们看见神是这样的公义，连他的儿子他都不顾惜。
We've seen God how he's so righteous that he does not care even for his son.
因为他的儿子无罪的替我们成为。
Because his son who is sinless has died for us.
这一个叫做公义。
This is then called righteous.
我们从来没有看见过什么叫做爱。
We have never seen what is called love.
我们在那里看见神为着爱我们的缘故把他的爱子都舍掉。
We see that because of his love to us, God even rejected his son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主就是这块红的宝石。
Our Lord is like that sardius.
今天他要我们也是像红宝石一样。
Today he wants us to be like that sardius.
他应许你经过许多的摩擦。
He promised us through much polishing.
乃是要你发光。
It's for you to shine.
要你能彰显神的荣耀。
For you to manifest God's glory.
并且红宝石还有一个特点。
There's another characteristic of the sardius.
红宝石是透明的。
Sardius is transparent.
这个光啊，如果照在红宝石上，能透过去。
If the light shines through the sardius, you go through it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主在地上所给我们看见的，
What our Lord enabled us to see when he was on earth,
他是一个透明的人， transparent person.
He is a transparent person.
他不像我们世界上的人。
He is not like anyone on earth.
我们都是虚假的人。
We are all false.
我们每一个人都戴了一个假面具。
We are all pretending. We have
我们都有一个 facade 在那里。
We have this facade in front of us.
我们里外不是一样的。
We are different inwardly and outwardly.
前后也不是一样的。
We are different front and back.
在人面前，在自己密室里头也不是一样的。
We are different in the closet.
我们这些的人都是 opaque, 都是暗淡的人。
And we are all opaque.
这样能把我们隐藏起来。
And in this way to hide ourselves.
如果我们透明的话,
If we were transparent,
人都能把我们看透的话,
If everyone could see us through,
那我们今天是要藏起来。
Then we will have to lie down.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
我们的主是透明的。
Our Lord is transparent.
他在神面前怎样，他在人面前也怎样。
How he is before God in a similar way before man.
他在众人的面前怎样，他在自己私下也是怎样。
What he is like before man in a similar way when he's in his by himself.
他没有隐藏，没有遮蔽。
He did not hide, he did not cover himself.
他是诚实无畏的人。
He is true and without corruption.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他要我们也做透明的人。
He also wants us to be transparent.
你知道有一天, 我们要走在新耶路撒冷的街道上。
One day you know that we will be walking on the street of New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷是有一条街。
There is only one street for Christians.
那个街是黄金所盖的。
The street is built of gold.
但是这个黄金是透明的。
But this gold is transparent.
这个是象征什么呢?
What is this symbolize?
街道就是象征来往。
The street symbolizes the to and fro.
就是我们的交通了。
That is our communication.
我们的 fellowship 只有一个。
Our fellowship, there's only one.
我们的交通只有一个。
There's only one fellowship.
这个交通就把我们交通到宝座那里去。
Fellowship us to the precious throne.
这个交通就从宝座那里交通下来。
And this fellowship on this street drive also.
我们都在这条街上走路。
And we are all walking on this.
但是这是透明的。
But this is transparent.
换一句话说,
In another word,
你里面是什么都显出来的。
What is within you will be shown and indicated.
那么弟兄姊妹, 今天我们如果不透明, 到了那个时候, 在这条街上你走不上去了。
If you are not sorry, if you are not transparent, you will not be able to walk on this street.
你怎么敢在这条路上走呢?
How can you dare to walk on this street?
如果今天我们的交通是暗昧的,
if our fellowship today is opaque,
不是在基督里敞开的,
it's not exposed or open in Christ,
我们怎么到了那一天, 能有那个敞开的交通?
How can we have this open fellowship on that day?
所以这些都是我们今天需要学的功课。
So these are the lessons we have to learn today.
不单是这样,
Not only so,
在古时的时候,
in the old days,
他们最喜欢把这个红宝石来做他们的印,
they would like to have the sardius to be their seal.
他们要把这个做印记,
they want it to be a seal.
你知道我们的主耶稣是神所印证的。
Remember that our Lord Jesus is the seal of our God.
今天圣灵也做了我们的印记。
And today the Holy Spirit also becomes our seal.
就说我们是属于他的。
That's indicating that we belong to him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So brothers and sisters,
这一个就是红宝石所代表的。
So this is what the sardius represents.
那么今天神在这里工作。
So today God works here.
要把我们这里这些的不是有的石头要把它造成红宝石。
And some of the living stones here, God is going to polish until it becomes sardius.
巴不得到了那一天，有许多的红宝石能显现出来。
How we wish that one day we can see many, many sardius.
好，我们看第二个宝石。Let
us look at the second
绿宝石
stone, the emerald.
绿宝石是第四块宝石在胸牌的上面。The
emerald is the fourth precious stone on the breastplate.
所以它代表流变。
Therefore, it represents Reuben.
在新耶路撒冷城里也是第四个根基。
In the New Jerusalem, it is also the fourth foundation.
我们不知道, 这个怎么排法, 我们不清楚。
We don't know how it's arranged. We're not clear.
这一个字, 无论在希伯来文, 无论在希腊文里面,
Whether in Hebrews or in Greek,
它的意思都是 flashing, 散发。
Its meaning is flashing.
在那里，这个散动。
They're flashing.
它这个颜色，因为是像这个青草的颜色。
And its color is like the green grass.
你知道我们看见那个绿的东西呀，青的东西呀，就是清我们的眼目的。
And when you see the green color, it sort of like clears your vision a bit.
有的时候我在那里翻页书的时候。
And sometimes I translation.
眼睛很疲倦。
I'm feeling a bit tired.
我就抬起头来，能看看那个青草啊，好像叫我的眼睛啊，觉得就舒服一点。
It soothes my eyes when I look at some green color.
所以在古时的时候啊，他们以为说这个绿宝石是能医眼睛的。
In the olden days, the people believed that this emerald could cure their eyesight.
这个到底能不能医我不知道。
I don't know whether it can.
但是我们知道我们的绿宝石实在能医治我们的眼睛。
But we know that our emerald will indeed cure our eyesight.
基督是我们的绿宝石。
And Christ is our emerald.
他叫我们瞎眼的能看见。
He causes the blind to see.
我们本来都是瞎眼的人。
We were originally blind.
但是我们的主他开了我们的眼。
But our Lord has opened our eyes.
他把神启示给我们。
He has revealed God to us.
他把神的心意启示给我们。
He has revealed the will of God to us.
他叫我们能行走在光明的里面。
He enabled us to walk in the light.
他叫我们能做光明之子。
He enabled us to be the son of light.
不是活在那个黑暗的里面。
Not living in darkness.
同时在古时的时候，他们认为这个绿宝石与复活有特别的关系。
In olden days, they also thought that the emerald had that relationship to resurrection.
就是代表这个复活的生命在我们的里面。
Representing the resurrection life in us.
那我们记得我们的主说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
Remember our Lord saying, I am the resurrection and life.
我们今天在每一天的生活中，我们要经历他复活的生命。
In our daily life, that we are to experience his resurrection life.
我们可以说是活在死亡的中间。
We can say that we are living in the death.
但是生命却吞灭了死亡。
But life swallow up death.
这个是我们基督徒的经历。
So this is the experience of Christians.
并且他们也是这样说，他说当初啊，这是犹太人的遗传了。
And according to Jewish custom,
这个拉比啊，这个拉比啊，他想出许许多多的花样来的。
And the rabbi has many, many things that he dreamed up.
这个拉比啊，怎么说？他说神赐给所罗门这个绿的宝石。
The rabbi say that God gave the emeralds to Solomon.
所以叫他有智慧。
So that he has wisdom.
他能分辨真假。
He can discern what's true and or false.
所以这个绿宝石也是代表智慧。
So emerald represent also wisdom.
什么是属灵的智慧？
What is spiritual wisdom?
属灵的智慧叫我们认识真理。
Spiritual wisdom enable us to know truth.
叫我们认识神。
To know God.
也叫我们能分辨那个虚假。
Also to differentiate what's true and false.
你知道我们今天在教会里的难处就是缺少这个属灵的辨别的能力。
So typically in the church today, we are lacking this spiritual discernment.
我们缺少属灵的智慧。
We lack the spiritual wisdom.
我们不但不认识神。
Not only do we not know God.
我们也不知道怎样来运用神所给我们的知识。
And we do not know how to use or apply God's wisdom.
但是主是我们的绿宝石。
So we thank the Lord is our emerald.
所以巴不得有一天在我们中间有一些的人神。把它化成这个绿宝石。
How which one day that God would transform some of us to emeralds.
第三个宝石我们要提的就是蓝宝石 sapphire.
And the third precious stone is sapphire.
这是在胸牌上的第五块。
And it's the fifth stone on the breastplate.
代表西缅。
Representing 西缅。
根基上是第二个根基。
And it's the second foundation of New Jerusalem.
这个蓝宝石啊，在古世是代表。贞洁就是 chastity.
And this sapphire represents chastity in the olden days.
代表那个贞洁。
Representing chastity.
我们的主乃是最纯洁的主。
Our Lord is the most pure Lord.
当我们的主在地上的时候。
When our Lord was on earth.
他对神是完全贞洁的。
And he is completely pure to our God.
他对于神从来没有一点的迷惑。
And he is never questioned to our God.
他从来对于神不是三心两意。
And he never have any doubt of our God.
他对他的父神是一片的真诚。
And he is completely loyal and pure-hearted to God.
他就是这一块蓝的宝石。
He is the sapphire.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
神要我们也成为蓝的宝石。
God also wants us to be like the sapphire.
你记得保罗他对哥林多人怎么说呢
？Remembering of Paul saying to the Corinthians，
他说我对你们有神那样的嫉妒。
He said, I have the jealousy of you to God.
因为我已经把你们当作贞洁的童女献给了基督。
Because I have already offered you like the virgin to God.
我怕你们受了迷惑。
I'm afraid that you might be deceived.
失去了基督的那个单纯的心。
And have lost that pure heart of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道不知道我们都是童女呢？
Do you all know that we are like virgins?
每一个信主的人都是一个童女。
Every believer of the Lord are like virgins.
我们都是已经许配给基督的。
We are already engaged to our Lord.
我们虽然还没有结婚呢。
Although we are not married yet.
光羔羊婚娶的日子还没有来到。
The marriage of the Lamb is not come yet.
但是我们已经许配了基督了。
But we are already engaged to Christ.
今天我们对于我们的主有没有那个贞洁的心呢？
Do we have this loyal heart to our Lord?
我们是不是在主之外，我们另外有所爱了呢？
Do we have any other love apart from the Lord?
所以圣经给我们说，清心的人有福了。
You see, the Bible told us, blessed are those pure in heart.
因为他们必要看见神。
Because they will see God.
神要我们做一个清心的人。
God wants us to be one with pure hearts.
这个根据这个犹太人拉比的传说。
It's according to what the Jewish rabbi.
他说神把十条诫命啊刻在石板上。
He said that God has engraved His Ten Commandments on the tablet.
这一个石板呢就是蓝宝石。
This stone tablet is the sapphire.
神在蓝宝石的上面把律法赐给人。
And God gave His laws through the sapphire.
但是我们感谢赞美。
But we praise and thank God.
神的荣耀。现在他儿子的脸上
The glory of God has appeared on the face of his son.
叫我们看见我们的主就看见了神。
So when we see our Lord, we also see God.
我们所看见的不是十条诫，我们所看见的是神是爱。
What we see is not the Ten Commandments, but the love of God.
今天是不是基督